How to attract a healthy masculine man who treats you right. Now, you might have noticed up until this point that the men you attract are either passive in the sense that they're not really leading, they're not taking action, they're not stepping up, they're not in their masculine, they're not protecting and providing for you, or doing all the things that you crave as a woman, or you're attracting men who are abusive, they're over-controlling, they're narcissistic perhaps. They're not treating you well, they're disrespecting you, and not valuing you. So what you want then is a healthy masculine man who is going to take charge, be the leader, be the provider, be your protector, and also care about your heart and care about your feelings and value and respect you at the same time. So how do you do that? You have to do that by first stepping into your healthy feminine energy. This means learning how to be feminine with men, how to communicate in a feminine way, and also valuing yourself and respecting yourself. And that all comes together in your specific approach towards your love life and how you interact with a man. So I'll give you some examples of this. So if you want a man to first be attracted to you, if you want a masculine man to be attracted to you, you first have to be in your feminine polarity. The only thing that creates long-term attraction, passion, chemistry is that masculine-feminine polarity. So how do you get into your feminine energy? You have to tap into your body. You have to listen to your body. You have to listen to your feelings, and you have to express and share your feelings. Feminine energy is about expression and the process. Masculine energy is about leading, and it's about the outcome. So by you expressing, opening your heart vulnerably, and sharing your emotions, you're going to attract a masculine man who wants to lead, protect, and provide for you. Now, how do you make sure that you also don't attract a narcissistic or an unhealthy man who is going to abuse you, try to take advantage of you? You do that by combining your feminine openness and vulnerability with your self-worth and raising your self-esteem and your self-value and your self-confidence in the process. Now, here's the awesome thing for you is that when you are actually practicing sharing your heart in a vulnerable way, sharing your feelings and sharing your emotions, you're naturally raising your value, because what you're doing in that moment is you're saying to yourself and to the world, my emotions are important, my emotions are valuable, and I believe if I share my emotions, a man will want to take care of them. He'll want to take care of my heart because I am a worthy woman. So just by the very act of having the courage to open up and share vulnerably what you're feeling and speaking up often and speaking up in the moment when a man is doing something that's making you feel bad, or when he's doing something that makes you feel good, or if there's something else just going on in your life that's making you feel bad or making you feel good, that you're sharing that with him so that he can feel your heart, he can understand where you're at, and he can step up to help you with that problem or help you with your feelings. If you're not speaking up, if you're not sharing, you're actually saying to him, my feelings don't matter, my heart doesn't matter, my emotions don't matter, and I'm just going to swallow it up and I'm not going to say anything about it. That's when you start to attract men who will abuse you, and that's how you start to attract men who want to take advantage of you. Because if you don't care about your feelings, why should they care about your feelings? They're only a good man is going to be willing to set boundaries with himself that he doesn't hurt you or abuse you in those situations. And he might not even be trying to hurt you, but he'll be doing things that are unintentionally hurting you. He might not even know it, but because you didn't share, because you didn't speak up, it's going to continue and you're not going to feel happy, and your worth is going to go into a downward spiral. So you have to speak up. You have to be assertive, and you have to share in the right way. And this means, again, sharing good and bad emotions that come up for you. So I'll give you an example with this. So let's say you would attract a man who is doing something you don't like. Maybe he has a female friend still that you're not comfortable with, and he continues to see this female friend. You need to share that. And so you would have a conversation, something like this. You say, may I share something with you? By asking permission, you're giving him respect, you're allowing him to take the lead in the conversation, and you're making sure you're not energetically penetrating him with your feelings. And he'll say, sure. And you'll say, I feel anxious, I feel anxiety, or I feel fear, or I feel sad, depending on what your authentic emotion is. So you have to listen in your body. He's going to say, why do you feel anxious? And you're going to say, because I've noticed that you're still seeing this female friend, and it makes me feel anxious because I'm telling myself a story that you may be wanting to date her instead of me, or you may be more interested, you may want to date them instead of me, or you still want to date other women, and I don't know what to do. and I need help. You could also add that on as well. I don't know what to do. And he's going to be able to respond to that. Now, here's the other thing. You have to be detached from the outcome. If you start trying to lead him and saying something like, don't see that woman anymore. I'm sick of it. Or you can't behave like this around me. You're telling him what to do and you're in your masculine. But by you vulnerably sharing and opening up how it's making you feel, he's going to respond however he responds. And you have to be detached from that. Because again, the feminine is about the process and sharing your feelings. The masculine is about leadership and outcomes and trying to get an outcome. So you're detached from the outcome. So he's going to do whatever he might with that. But now he's feeling your heart. You've spoken up, so you're showing your value. He gets to understand where you're at, and now he gets to take action on that, potentially, or not. So he will likely say something like, oh, well, I didn't know you felt uncomfortable with that. I'm sorry that that makes you feel uncomfortable, or let's talk about it. You know, I want to talk more about her and why I'm still friends with her and et cetera. So he might open up a conversation, or why does that make you upset? Or why do you think I might be interested in her? Whatever the conversation might go, and you guys can have a conversation about that. But still, you're sharing your emotions authentically. He gets to respond. He gets to hopefully make some adjustments. If he continues to say, no, I'm still going to see her, you're being silly, it doesn't matter, you could say, share how that makes you feel. And now I'm feeling hurt now. Or may I share something else with you? You say, may I share another feeling with you? You'll say, sure, I'm feeling hurt now. And he's going to say, why do you feel hurt? And say, because now I feel like I'm telling myself a story, which you want to say that because then it's lightening. It's not making it seem like you're accusing him of doing something that he may or may not be doing. You're telling yourself a story, or a part of you thinks that he's doing that. So you're saying, I'm telling myself a story that now you don't care about my emotions, or that you don't care about my feelings, and it makes me feel sad and I don't know what to do. And he's going to say, no, I do care about your emotions. I'm sorry. I got a little triggered. Let's talk about it. Let's continue to talk about it. I'm not going to see her for a while. I may not see her. Like, let's continue to discuss. And I want to make sure you feel good. I want to make sure you feel comfortable. If he has any level of care and attraction, devotion for you, which he likely will, if you're practicing being feminine like this, he's going to want to change his behavior, and he's going to want to at least have a dialogue around it and hopefully not do things that are making you unhappy, because he wants to make you happy. If he has any level of care, he's going to feel good in his masculine knowing he's making you happy. He's leading you for your pleasure. And if he doesn't care, if you continue to share your feelings like this, you're not attacking, you're not blaming him, you're not criticizing him. Ultimately, the best way to show your value and your worth is you're going to have to step away. You're going to have to detach, and you're going to have to say, I'm feeling hurt. I'm still feeling hurt. And I feel like you don't care about my feelings, and I need to leave now. I need to get space. I need to take a break. I need to protect myself. I need to protect myself, but I need to take care of myself. That's a better way to say it, because otherwise it sounds like he's trying to attack you and you need to protect yourself from him. Of course, if you feel unsafe, just by any means, like, get out of that situation right away. But I need to protect myself, and I need to take care of myself. He's going to give you that space, and now you have to set a boundary with yourself, and you have to say, like, if you're ultimately okay, if he's not willing to stop seeing that female friend, you have to ultimately decide if that's a relationship you're feeling comfortable with or not. And if he's not caring for your heart in that way, and if he's not willing to stop, then probably it's not a good situation for you. You need to detach, and you need to let go. And ultimately, that may be the thing that makes him change. You've done it in a feminine way. You're holding your value. You're holding your worth. You're building this upward spiral of self-value and self-worth. And that's what's ultimately going to attract a man back to you, or attract a new man that's going to treat you with care, who's going to be a masculine man, who's going to take care of you, protect, provide, want to be your hero, and value your heart and respect your heart and care about it because of who you're showing up as. Hope this was helpful. Much love. There's a lot to unpack here. Feel free to watch again. Share it with a girlfriend who may need to hear this, who is also attracting abusive men or attracting passive feminine men, because this is going to be all about the balance. Where do you find that balance? Healthy femininity. Healthy magnetic feminine polarity. Much love, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.